Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Forever Dog.
Race Chaser. Woo-hoo. Race Chaser. Yeehaw. Race Chaser. Woo-hoo. Race Chaser. Yeehaw.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, and welcome back to Race Chaser
Classic,
a podcast dedicated to the discussion, dissection,
and dissemination
of every single episode of RuPaul's Drag Race, starting from the very beginning.
This is the beginning.
My name's Alaska. What's yours?
I'm Willem, and I am totally lighthearted.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
That's the name of this episode. Also, a little, probably wouldn't hold up in 2019.
It's definitely schlablomatic.
It was a different schlablomatic.
That means like,
shh. Ooh,
Last week, the queens went to space, and Mimi thought she was going to win, but Shangela and Alexis snatched it.
That's right.
Phoenix and Delta lip-synced, and Phoenix went home.
That's right. Phoenix left us a lipstick message that says, "Be you bitches boots."
Aw, the first boots, I think, on the show.
Boots, how
boots.
Sound.
Boots back.
Boot back boots.
Back boots. Delta Love. Has to clean the mirror and says, "Raja, get ready to write your name on here later, girl."
Raja. they all just laugh.
Yeah, they did. Oh, that's so funny. Girl, don't forget your crown fitting later today for that $3 crown. She hates her fucking crown. Delta, says of Mimi when she explains why she just listens when Mimi's talking. Really, I just don't want to hear her talk.
This is the whole season is just Mimi talking to Delta and Delta being like, and then in the confessional, Delta is like, "I don't like this person. I don't want to hear her speaking. I hate her." Yeah. But in the workroom, she's just like, yeah.
They get a video message, and it's all about physical challenges, quoting Olivia Newton-John, "Let's get physical," and Delta and Stacey immediately start to sweat and make comments about how they probably won't do well.
Right. What? I mean, there's a lot of drag queens who don't work out at all.
Sure. Now, do you think that being plus size is a disadvantage on RuPaul's Drag Race as far as... things that yes. are physically, yeah, me too. Based on just the things that I've seen, like Eureka hurting her knee, stuff not fitting Latrice while I was there, like stuff that they gave her to use, like get in this boat. Bitch, I can't even fit a thigh in that boat.
Yeah.
Like I think size is a disadvantage in this show sometimes, and they are not shying away from that.
And in society, you know, I mean.
Also true, you're fucked at Disneyland.
Right. There's a lot of like privilege that comes with being a certain size and a lot of discrimination that happens for not being a certain size. And definitely, you know, RuPaul's Drag Race is not it happens right away. The girls walk into the workroom and they're like, "Oh, wow, the biggest dress form is like a 14. And that's not going to work for me. So I don't get a dress for it." What the fuck?
I walked in and the first thing I said was, size 26, we got some big girls in here.
Yeah.
Like, I'm glad they had 26s, my season at least, because what was Latrice going to do with two 14 dress sizes? Put them together?
Right.
Tape them?
Right. And you need more fabric and...
All that, yeah. But Rue comes into the workroom with something any drag queen can wear. She pulls out a roll of duct tape and says,
"Love it.
A queen's best friend and worst kept secret." So this mini challenge is giving sporty MacGyvers and creating fashion leotards out of duct tape.
Yeah. and the team choosing is pandemonium because Mimi just says, "Stacey and Delta, you're on my team. Again, Delta's like,
okay,
they go along with it.
Wait, but can we also talk about the fact that Mimi just shaved her head the last episode?
Yeah. And now she's wearing a clever hat.
And now she has hair. And Mariah has a full-on goatee and mustache.
Yeah.
So this is where the infamous... Delta's hair length is also different than the last episode. This is where the infamous break happened.
You think?
Yeah, for sure. Mariah has a mustache and a beard. That can't grow in 2 days.
So they all went home for this long?
Yes, they went home. And Mariah told me that they... asked her to shave and that she was like, no, I don't.
She declined.
So,
when did Carmen become a blonde though? Is she a blonde yet?
This might be when it happened. Let's wait for her to be shown.
Work Mariah with the facial hair.
Honestly.
With the Akira Davenport facial hair.
No, this one's real.
Coming out of nowhere.
Coming out of fully, pocket, that's what it is.
Truly, madly, deeply out of pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Out of pocket,
and
out
we
of blouse,
have the boys in
turn.
Aussie bum underwear with no socks or shoes, and that will be posted also on Race Chaser Pod.
Choose cruise with shoes. That's right. We are using our voice far and wide.
For good.
Our platform affecting social change.
But here's the thing. If you're going to try to be surreptitious about your editing, maybe don't show the girls that look totally different. I mean, that in my head would have worked a lot better than what they did. Carmen is not blonde yet.
She must have just done it later.
Yeah.
Well, this is a fun mini challenge. I would like to do this for our bonus content.
I think that would be great. Now, we're shifting our bonus content. It won't be on OnlyFans anymore because the servers have been hell to deal with.
Which is unfortunate because I know there are a lot of like adult actors, a lot of sex workers, a lot of like content creators who... need a place to monetize their content.
Yeah.
And it's unfortunate that OnlyFans has not really a server that is up to like snuff.
I've joined it 3 different times to try to jerk off to 3 different people under 3 different names, mm-hmm. and none of them have worked. And mother, I have coin. That is not the problem.
Right.
And
we've had a lot of complaints of people saying like the payment won't go through or it won't load because the server won't. So we're gonna migrate our content away from OnlyFans. So stay tuned for more details on that.
Yep.
But this is a fun ass challenge.
They all look great too.
They all look great. Delta's like, this looks like a garbage bag. This needs to go.
Honestly,
this isn't working. This isn't good. This is terrible.
It was like a hospital smock. What were they making her? What kind of operation gown? I think Yara and Raja look sickening.
They do.
Manila and Carmen, concept and sickening always wins over just sickening.
Leave it to Manila to add a concept, yes.
But, you know, India and Shangela are selling it too with this survivor look.
Yeah.
This very, you know... They're definitely both Kelly and Michelle. No Beyonce there. And then Mimi, Stacey, and Delta. If this is not some DWV bamboozlery, I don't know how. I was shocked that Mimi had one of those afro with the straight side bang wigs that she wore in the promo.
It's her iconic hair.
But to have two of them.
She just has them lying around.
So ugly. And then
Delta is mad.
And then Mimi gets the good flowing blonde wig.
Yeah.
And the other two get that wig.
Delta is very bad. Oh, wait. What are you
looking
at?
What are you pulling up, faggot?
Kate,
what are you
trying?
She's Googling.
The three of us in the AAA girls tour in our pink tinsel looks. Okay.
Wow.
Well, I can see see an artistic parallel.
Courtney's wig is actually on in this shot. That's weird. Usually it fell off by then.
She won Big Brother, bitch.
That's true, yeah.
Delta hates her life and also wants Mimi to die. She just hates her.
Mimi's duck walking and everybody's laughing at her instead of with her. Delta is embarrassed.
So mad.
But here's the thing. I also think they gave them leotards, which probably don't fit correctly. And Delta was a little Modisha Jenkins about that because she said it didn't fit.
Yeah. She's a custom girl.
Yeah. Those thatchwork creations.
So Manila and Carmen deservedly win this mini challenge.
For sure.
But what a creative thing. We should definitely do this.
Yeah, definitely. For sure.
Okay.
But we'd have to be on the same team, I guess. There's only two of us. We'd win.
No, we have to get two other girls to be on a different team.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Yeah.
What if I get very competitive? I get Kane, you get Dipper.
Oh, perfect.
Get him up in the gig.
Okay. I'm here
he said,
for it.
No. The queens are told in the main challenge that they will be producing their very own inspirational workout videos.
That's right.
And then they cut to a shot of Delta looking quite moated after Rue announces
and panicked. Like, she's looking really troubled.
Can I tell you that I recorded it and it made me laugh so hard?
Just what?
The cackle that elicited from me.
Talent in tip-top shape. So, for this week's main challenge,
watch Delta's face.
You are going to produce your very own inspirational workout videos.
And here.
Mad.
We're gonna put up
mad.
Not the face crack, the face plant of the century, because that face is planted on there and it's
firmly.
Not going nowhere.
Firmly.
She is not happy about this challenge.
No.
It has nothing to do with her drag, and you can see that she's not here for it. But the teams are pretty cool. You have Manila and Carmen leading them off, picking girls, and
yes.
I love that Carmen did something that you probably wouldn't have expected if you take Carmen at just being like, you know, a face value girl, which I know Carmen and she's more than that.
Yeah.
She says, well, I wanted the pretty girl, so I'm picking Delta.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, the mug is right.
Correct.
Mariah, Yara, and India. Carmen certainly did pick the girls that are pretty.
She definitely did.
Manila picked Raja first, of course, and then Shangelia. Oh, there's spelling errors all over this page. It's riddled.
Riddled?
Mariah Aya? How can you not spell Mariah correctly?
Wow.
The captains have to assign workouts to each of the queens on the team and coordinate outfits for the look.
Yeah, that's fun. Stacey Lane is picked last.
But she thought she was going to be picked last.
Yeah.
Mimi's
being extra.
No.
The sky is
blue. Where?
The sky
Where?
Is blue.
I'm missing the seats.
The sky is blue, the grass is green, and Mimi is being extra. Some things are universal.
Just giving
and
too
permanent.
Many ideas in the read through, and all the girls, I'm wondering if they should seek an eye care professional because the eye rolls are so deep.
Yeah.
I fear their ocular nerves might be damaged.
Yeah, I would get that checked out.
Carmen thinks she's a good leader and actually says, I listen to people. And then they
do a super cut of Carmen saying, No, that's not going to work.
Uh-uh.
No, absolutely not. No.
Just like they did with Phoenix trying to be a leader on the last one. You guys.
Can you guys. Look at these crazy tits. Oh, my God.
Once again, Delta coming through with the interview saying she's 350 pounds and scared about a physical fitness challenge. In her interview, she says, it's really emotional and hard to think about doing this challenge.
Yeah.
Yeah. And correct me if I'm wrong, it seems like a mini and main challenge are all on the same day in this one.
That's normal.
Yeah. It happens all the time.
Yeah.
Now this walkthrough.
Yeah.
You're giving girls obvious things with the same joke, and Delta and Stacey come up with the same kind of thing. Shake and bake, right?
Yeah, and in the walkthrough, Delta does it first, and so Raja is like, Stacey, you need to come up with something, and you need to figure it out really fast.
I mean, because the first thing that if Stacey tried to do the same thing, even if it was funny, the fact that it was similar, they would make a huge deal out of
it.
So, I mean, I think that they all did their best to improv on their feet.
What the hell is a spritz stick? What the hell? We're doing garage doors, guys. Do busted.
I like the
challenge. Not too busted.
I like the challenge. Like, oh, garage doors, check. And then later she's like, she admits that she didn't know.
She's like, wait, what's a garage door?
She will work on her feet and get her way through anything.
She will.
Not a girl. Now, Manila.
Oh, yes, garage doors. You got it. No idea.
Crickets.
We're going to go ahead and take a break, and then we will open up these garage doors.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. The show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
Do you love anime, gaming, movies, and discovering how your favorite pop culture affects everything you do? Then join us on Crunchyroll Presents The Anime Effect. I'm Nick Friedman.
I'm Lee Alec Murray.
And I'm Leah President. Every week you can listen in while we break down the latest pop culture news and dish on what new releases we can't get enough of.
Whether you love movies, I'm going to tell you all about the hopeful 4K re-release of Tron Legacy that happens.
I'm right there with you. Or music. The music in this show is absolutely incredible.
Or anime.
Yeah. And under this mask is another mask.
You can discover your new favorites right here on The Anime Effect.
Listen every Friday wherever you get your podcasts and watch full video episodes on Crunchyroll or on the Crunchyroll YouTube channel.
So fully out of pocket.
Susan Powder is coming in to help these queens make their fitness videos. And she coaches them through the challenge wonderfully, I think. I love that she tells the girls about the two-camera moment. Because
the soft camera moment, yeah.
I did some workout videos, and it was the most tiring day of my life because I shot two in the same day. It was probably 8 hours of, like, exercising. And it was really challenging, like, keeping the makeup on, being still.
Do you do all the exercises, or do you just make them do it?
No, I did them all, too.
You did?
Yeah. You can check them out
in
on
drags.
YouTube and then on my Patreon account for the full episode.
What the hell is a spritz stick?
What is a spritz stick?
I do not know. So, Race Chasers, if you know what a spritz stick is, please let us know.
I feel like they've used this set before.
Oh, the set for the workout videos?
Yeah.
Very, like, an 80s, like, house moment.
They've already shown Delta wiping her brow 3 times this episode. Once during the Mimi mini challenge, once during the walk around, and then once when she admits she's 350 pounds. And now again, all they show is Delta wiping off her sweaty brow, further, like, pushing the storyline of she's busted.
They put the word
ragged,
busted.
Broken down.
Ragged.
Like, we wouldn't know what busted meant.
They put the, right. Well, this is probably the first time that the word busted has been used on Drag Race.
Well, I think people can figure it out on their own without the heavy-handed subtitling of what
they're trying
busted.
To help and educate.
I think everyone's very clear on what busted means.
Well, they are now.
Well, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's Drag Race,
busted,
definitely.
Busted. Ragged. Broken down.
I can't believe that RuPaul's Drag Race ragged. Invented drag. So cool.
They did. It was so nice of them. God. Well, they get into their exercises.
Manila's team is first.
Yeah, they're doing pretty good. Raja's using a masculine voice. The other girls are reading her for that.
I think it's funny.
I think it's fucking funny, too. Shangela does the hallelujah hoop.
Of course.
Fantastic.
And once, I think anytime that something goes unplanned, there's an opportunity for comedy, and Shangela works that out very well.
Yeah.
Cecilene Matthews sits down and does a sit and shake, and it was successful. And Mimi I'm First did this weird character, which did not play.
We found out what a spritz stick is, Kane? Thank you.
A spritz stick is, it was like a shake weight that contained hairspray. Oh, so it spritzes. So maybe if you do it with hairspray.
What the hell is a spritzer? Chewing gum?
I don't know. Yeah.
Blue garage doors.
Mimi, I think inventing a character is fine. Raja did it. But, like, it was just a lot, and it wasn't funny. And it was the kind of thing where it was so high, it was grating. And nobody looked like she wanted to be on a team with her.
No.
That's what it felt like to me.
It was very disorganized. RuPaul didn't even want her to be on that team. RuPaul was like, the whole thing is getting really disorganized.
Can you guys... Yeah, it was that.
Safety first.
As they all ran at that table with duct tape and it went all over the room. Did you see that?
And then they, the next year, they do a wrestling in a wrestling ring. Safety first, everyone.
Yeah, safety first. I broke my wrist in that fucking challenge.
Ooh. Whoa. Carmen's team.
It's a little rough.
They're not having a great time.
They all needed a Vyvanse. It's just kind of low energy. And they were doing more actual workouts than the campy takes on workouts. But, I mean, the goal of this video is to entertain first. And then physical fitness is second, I think.
Energy is contagious.
Energy check. Fuck you.
Fuck you, bitch. Energy is contagious. So if you walk in on the team and the first person who goes is really low energy, then it's very easy for everyone to just sort of lull into that.
Carmen Carrera doing Brenda Dixon. Welcome to my home. Welcome to my workout. Do I start over here or do I start over here?
Right.
It's very.
So do I just like walk in or should I not walk in or?
Oh, how do we do? Do we do
you
this how I normally
in.
Do it?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's what I was going to do.
India just does a workout.
Which the best part of India's workout is watching everyone behind her kind of like fall out and not be able to do it. Yara almost decapitates herself with her strap. I love that Stacey Lane Matthews' garage door face is the same as Stacey Lane Matthews'
pretty.
Normal face.
So pretty.
Yeah, just gorge.
Very pretty. Yara is doing Aisha Palante. This is the birth of a catchphrase.
Aisha Palante.
Mariah's riding a ball.
Which she's not totally successful at, but gorgeous.
Very gorgeous.
And working that natural hat. And Delta does the shake and bake. It's super sexual. And then she did it really well.
Yeah, she gets her turnaround moment because we were scared for her. She was scared for herself. She faced her fear and she kind of killed it.
Yeah, I think that...
very funny person.
Yeah, Susan Powder's note are bigger and be more over the top. But she also tells people when to turn and give that to camera moment. You know, which is really important.
Oh, that soft camera moment.
Because you want to really get into those pores on that ECU.
You do.
Now,
ECU means extreme close-up. You see, I'm doing like what they do, defining the word.
So nice of you.
For the listeners.
So nice.
With a Chiron. Chiron, the little thing that comes up at the bottom of the screen.
Wasn't Alessandra Torresani on Chiron?
Alessandra Torresani, actress from Caprica.
Oh, Caprica. I'm sorry. Now, the guest judges this week. How many of these guest judges have you worked with, Alaska?
Well, the notes say Alaska's best friend and Sharknado co-star LaToya Jackson. This is a little bit of clever shadery from Big Dipper, our producer. He knows very well how I feel about LaToya because she dog walked me on season 5 of Drag Race. I've never met her except that. She's in Sharknado, I'm told.
Does she live?
I don't have that information at this time.
Have you not seen Sharknado?
I've seen my scenes.
One of those.
I haven't watched the whole thing.
Too booked. Too blessed. But if you want to watch Alaska and something, you can check out Wig, which is on HBO right now this month. If you have Hulu, you have HBO. So usually I think that's where I watch Game of Thrones. Check out Wig. It's an amazing documentary by Chris Morkabel. And it's all about Wigstock. And it hasn't happened in 18 years. And they filmed it happening again. There's amazing drag queens in it like Charlene and Kevin Aviance and Lady Bunny and Flotilla and Bianca and like the girls from Lips and like just so many great fucking girls and Kevin Aviance and Varla. Is Ben in it? Jinx is in it. Ben's not.
That one I will watch the whole movie.
Oh my God. Of course.
We already
yeah.
did. We saw it.
But You guys need to watch it if you haven't. It's amazing.
Yes.
This runway category is an outfit that features your favorite body part.
Well,
I don't.
What would you do for this runway?
I would probably go to the end of the runway and then bend over and then put a cherry Danish in front of my butthole just so they could look like they're looking at my favorite butthole part. Just an open-faced cherry Danish and then look like I'm holding it open on the edges.
God,
that's probably what I would have
really
done.
Gross.
Thank you so much. New booking photo. Just
new booking photo. Who it is?
Smiling over my shoulder while holding a cherry Danish over my hole.
Just
we could also do a Huckleberry one, but I wouldn't want them to think.
Sarah Huckleberry.
I'm guessing that you would show off your collarbone for this runway.
Yeah, and we actually had this runway on season 5.
What
we had
you wear?
It feature your favorite body part, and I wore a strapless dress, and I showed off my collarbone, and that's the episode that LaToya Jackson read me on. Oh, my God.
Wow, she didn't like your collarbone.
This is deep triggering here. She said I looked like a sad bridesmaid. You know what?
Tuts. I'm glad you've let that go. That's healthy.
I don't harbor anger or grudges easily.
You don't harbor it. You got the whole damn marina.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Marina. Oh, wow.
The next day the girls are getting ready, we get a little backstory from some of the girls. Mimi has a family problem. Her family threw her out of the house when she was very young.
Here's the thing, though. Mimi was raised by two lesbians, so it's not like they threw her out for being gay. It's one of those things where...
Why did they throw her out for being annoying?
Probably. I mean, Mimi is one of those people. She had two moms, and she's one of those people that, you know, that phrase, a face only a mother could love. Not even two mothers could love her.
Well, we don't know the details of
we don't.
Her
but we do know
touching
about,
backstory.
We do know about India, and India's brother is also gay, and her family is super supportive, and India's brother's first boyfriend helped her with drag when she was like 12 or 13, you know, doing the community center and the Kiwanis gigs.
Yeah.
The park gigs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And naming her India Farah. That's how she got her name.
I love it.
Very cute.
Rue's main stage look is the iconic pink leopard. No, I think it's pink tiger print. It's not pink leopard dipper.
This is right. She's referencing the workout with the headband.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also a reference, I think, to something she did with LaToya, maybe on the early talk show.
Huh.
I think she does a scene where she has this headband, and I think LaToya has a headband like that. That's sort of like very strange visor like headband.
Yeah, right across the middle.
Yeah, that's like resting but not actually tight because it'll fuck the makeup up.
100.
Yeah.
I love this look.
It's special.
Yeah, and this episode also marks the first appearance of Billy B, and Rue even says, "So glad you could get away from Lady Gaga to join us." Because Billy was deep in the midst of Gaga Land at this point. He was doing Born This Way and Telephone and all those iconic videos from back then, and he was the go-to guy then.
Who was in charge of Michelle's face on this episode?
That's the one.
This is
the one that launched a lot of memes.
This was an unfortunate. I think did Billy do her face on this? I think she told me.
Billy did?
I think Billy did her face at this moment.
Well, let's ask her.
It's very much a learning process being on TV. You get to see the lighting, you get to see what it ends up looking like. She learned to take a different approach than the one she did on this episode.
Definitely. She probably saw herself back and said, "I'm going to adjust some things." I mean, just like,
go ahead and adjust.
You know, Matthew did the same thing to All Us Girls. Did you have that your season? Where he did like the little one-on-one with you in a room showing you the picture of your face, and then he sent notes and he told
get that. He kind of gave us notes on the set of like the green screen promo shoot.
When he told Jinx to fix her nose and then try to get Detox to do it.
Right.
Yeah.
He told me to wear blush because I wasn't wearing any blush.
Yeah, you don't wear a lot of blush, huh?
Well, I like it now.
Oh. So what you thought you were going to blush, you didn't actually blush.
Isn't necessarily what you're going to blush. RuPaul looks like Chitara or something. Like, I like this like lioness hair.
I don't know if it's a tiger print or if it's a batik print.
It's like a tie dye more than
anything. Yeah, it feels
anything.
Like, well, batik is like an Asian type of tie dye.
Okay.
B-A-T-I-K or Q
batik,
or something.
An Asian type of tie dye.
I'm ready to get to the runway.
Bring it to the
runway.
Runway. Runway. Queens everywhere. Queens everywhere. Oh, we're going to take a break, and then we're going to get into this runway. Okay.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time.
The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it?
That's tea. I don't know how I would spend my time. I'd probably get ample sleep, have ample time to sit and do nothing. I love that hobby.
Yeah.
And then time to spend with my family, my friends, my loved ones, and, you know, doing stuff that I love.
I always listen to the end of the Hamilton soundtrack, and they have that song about time, and it makes me, like, cognizant that, like, life is finite. And you should, like, try to appreciate it and then take downtime and stuff. But the best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you. And then you make that a priority no matter what.
That's right. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And one of my friends did it, and she really liked it, too.
That's right. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/drag. Today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/drag.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
But we always say stuff like that, and then we're not right.
Yeah.
So you're definitely not right, probably.
We are back.
We are back.
This runway, Raja's opening the runway, which we love.
Oh, I love it when Raja opens runway season.
It's brutal for these other girls who have to go after her.
Blessed be the man that walks after Raja, because they started her toes and then they go all the way up. Raja is a walking fashion illustration who knows what she's doing in a pair of pumps, bitch.
The and legs are insane.
The legs are on feature. I think it's a 48-inch inseam.
Yeah.
Manila is showing her face off in a strapless dress and an updo. She said, I just put my hair up like this.
Oh my God. I mean, this is drag exquisite perfection, beauty, black and white. She's branding, showing off the face. Stacey Matthews is giving us floral.
Floral, and her body part on display is
decolletage.
Oh, yeah, tits.
Yeah.
This is noted that the dress is unlined.
Oh.
Dipper. India faring about is how we got. Okay, so
this is where we came up with the term India faring about.
To India faring about means to wear everything in your goddamn closet, everything in your sister's closet, and then going down to your cousin and borrowing that one hat. Oh, she had that earring too. Let me grab that earring while I'm here. It's putting everything on. She has on lace, leather, tits, titty bib, hat, ponytail, boot, glove, earring, rhinestone, feather. She got it all.
This is okay.
Corset, visible corset.
Nick and I were talking about this last night. And
she got it all.
Spiderweb pantyhose
spider
that are stoned.
Pussy. She got it all.
This actually would work in a club, though.
Oh, in a club, yeah. But it's very every single girl from Lady Marmalade. You got Pink's top hat.
Yeah.
You got Maya's lace. You got...
That's the influence, for sure.
It's all of Lady Marmalade, which is funny because Billy B did Lady Marmalade.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he did Pink for that.
That's rad makeup. Really good. This would work for a number in a bar.
Yeah,
but
for sure.
I can see why they were saying maybe lose one or two elements just to keep the focus.
Alexis looks ravishing.
This is a good week for her.
Somebody has won something in this gown, let me tell you.
For sure.
I mean, the gown is so right. You can't see any of the pantyhose or the padding lines or anything underneath it. She just looks correct.
Yeah, really good. Next, we have Mimi. I'm not sure what body part she's showing off. I would wear this dress, honestly.
Maybe off the shoulder, though, and maybe fitting better. Because I wouldn't let you go out wearing this dress like that.
I like it. It's leopard print. Everything must be leopard print.
Yeah, but it doesn't fit well. And also, you know, it just looks like a slip cover at a brothel.
Which I could see it working if it was styled differently, different hair. I could see it working.
Glad we're not in a girl group anymore.
Yeah, exactly. I'd be making us all wear leopard print.
No, I'm fine with it. It's great. It's just the fit is problematic for me. And don't put a necklace on your neck if your neck is wider than your face, because that only accentuates that.
Oh my God.
Don't do it, especially a choker. Don't.
Yeah.
And Mimi did that. Shangela looking like Jada Pinkett Smith again.
Yes.
Love it.
And this dress tearaway was really good.
It honestly was, but I wish she didn't do it at the top. It's like when you do a runaway over reveal right away.
Right. She could have saved it.
I do like the light up dress aspect. I wonder if that's Perry Meek.
Well, I think she looks really good.
I think her female presenting nipple should have been blurred.
Well.
Because her nipple was out. The fit was problematic, but she looked great. Mariah's titty form is popping out.
Shades of earth tones.
Copper goddess.
She looks beautiful.
Gorgeous.
There is a little kind of peeping of some of the elements.
Oh, Delta looks great.
Delta looks really, really gorgeous and really beautiful.
See, on the last episode, she had a nude delusion panel. Mm-hmm. And I just don't like nude delusion unless it's covered up by something else that's like sheer. So it gives like a layer of texture or something.
Yeah.
Because otherwise it just looks tacky. Delta looks beautiful. This really Priscilla beautiful. Presley hair.
Love it. Next, we have Yara Sofia.
Showing off her legs.
Right, she's giving us young woman, pedestrian.
I like it, but it was a different time, and for that would never fly on the runway now.
No.
But I like it, and I love fringe.
Yeah.
Carmen's doing that last walk where she's seeing if she can hook any more guys at 4:30.
Oh my God.
Real slow, just going up and down.
Slow,
no,
casual.
I'm just waiting for the bus.
Evening gown.
That kind of walk.
Moving along, ma'am.
Keep it pumping, sis. Very that. The all of LaToya's comments make her seem like a toddler. Oh, she looks like Delta Burke.
She looks like Delta Burke.
Oh, I love that dress. Wow, she sparkles. Just like the childlike nature, it makes me wonder if she ever advanced past like 11 in her brain. Especially after dog walking you. How dare she?
Dare she?
Sad bridesmaid.
Enemy of the pod, LaToya Jackson.
Wow.
This is where RuPaul says they're safe and leave the stage now. So the safe queens are Raja, Manila, Shangela, Carmen, and Delta.
And
can we listen to it? It brings me joy.
Shangela with the slick back on the hair. She looks great.
Yeah, she does. She looks really good.
Not a bargain. Look at that face. Oh, look at that face. I'm sorry, Mimi came on the screen.
Mariah. Ladies, you represent the best and the worst of the week. Raja, Manila, Shangela, Carmen, Delta. Good job this week, ladies. You're all safe. Leave the stage now.
Not even you may leave the stage. Just leave the stage. Now. That's so fierce.
I think for your pageant next year, you should only say things that RuPaul has said.
Okay.
Yeah. Just, we'll have a soundboard.
Leave the stage. Now.
What privilege.
Kill. Okay, we get into these judges' critique.
Now, they said that Alexis was like a Puerto Rican Christy Snow, and she was totally giving me this. Her voice in this was echoed the patriotic challenge, you know, when she goes real high in her fishy voice for the trade.
Yeah,
very much, and it can be funny. Now, Mimi was in the video, but her character did not work, and RuPaul tells her that she wasted an opportunity.
Yep.
Well.
That's the truth.
That's succinct. And I... Salute. Yes. You, RuPaul.
LaToya says that Stacey Lane Matthews looks like one of the Jackson family.
And her personality shines through.
Yes. Good critique.
Mm-hmm. India says that Billy B says too much is going on in her outfit, and her workout was boring. Wow,
yeah.
Billy. Oh, there's Michelle's face. Oof.
It's, looking back at it, it's not that bad.
I would rather it be in back of me than look at it, if that's what you mean by looking back at it. Her makeup is not good. Everybody's had a bad day, and we're allowed to talk about it. Yara was hilarious in her video, but her runway was a little simple for some. I get that. But
yeah.
She looked beautiful.
When you're on stage with some of these girls and they have story and they have concept and
it's a simple dress.
Mm-hmm.
It's not giving me drag. simple black dress with glowing hearts on it isn't giving me drag.
When they asked Mariah what body part she was featuring, she says, "My face." her sincerity didn't shine through in the video, they said, but you know, I thought it was great.
Yeah. Our winner this week is Alexis Mateo. She wins a $2,500 gift certificate to guilt.com, and she gets immunity.
I think it's actually GILT.com, not GU. But that's okay.
This is, you go on there when you're feeling really guilty.
The bottom two this week are India Farah and Mimi I'm First.
That's it.
And the lip sync song is Don't Leave Me This Way by Thelma Houston.
Don't lift me this way. Don't
please
lift
put me down. I gotta. Now, Mimi says she, in this lip sync, which is iconic in the fact that Mimi picks up India and puts her over her shoulders like a sack of potatoes.
Very
while she's
memorable.
Screaming, "Get off of me." And Mimi says that the reason she did it was because India left the stage and got down the stairs. But the only reason India did that was because Mimi was being unsportsmanlike and Venus delighting about and knocking focus and going in front and just like being too much. Like, this is why people don't like her, you know, because when the pressure is on, the worst comes out in some people. And I guess Mimi's got a lot of pressure on her because she's always the worst.
That's really harsh to say.
I just worked with her for a month and it was horrible.
Okay.
So I'm not taking this back and I don't feel the need to bleep it. And we all experienced the same thing on this tour where we don't want to work with her again. And I tried to give her a chance. I hired her to write jokes for me for something. She's a smart gal, but once you work with her, you never want to work with her again. Look at that Dragapalooza thing that we all did in North Hollywood. Courtney, me, Trixie, Derek, Raya. We all had three songs. She had six somehow. Once we did the dress rehearsal and we had to cut the songs a little bit because we realized it was going to be an 8-hour drag show. And no one's ever gone to a drag show and then afterward has said, "You know what? That should have been longer." No one. Okay. And you can guarantee quote me on that one,
drag
bitch.
Queen of the year, but it could have been a little longer.
That wasn't.
I think it was really,
that was perfect. I ran out of my bag by the end. I'm kidding.
Oh,
I didn't. I was very reserved with the bumps. The thing about this show was we all cut from three numbers down to two. Some of us did duets and stuff. Mimi was doing six numbers and refused to cut any of them. We finally got it down to four, and it was still the Mimi M first show. It's like, no one needs to hear you sing Green Day, Hedwig, Rent. We don't need to hear this, Mimi. We don't. God bless her, though.
Don't lift me this way.
My hat might fall off. The spider on my pussy will run. India's wig and hat are falling off, and then she starts doing somersaults, and her tits are falling off. And I think that she did her best under the circumstances, yeah, because they don't really show much of what happens between India getting put down and then India without her wig. So I feel like, I don't know.
She was performing her ass off. And yeah, I can understand the hair falling off if it's because you're doing some crazy shit like somersaults and stuff.
And she probably didn't have hair in the front anyway. It was just that hat and then yeah, something attached to the back with that long ass ponytail.
And she put the hat back on by the end.
Yeah, she did. She did her best. Nice girl.
After being rattled and thrown off and physically attacked.
Assaulted. Yeah. Assaulted.
So this is very clearly the Mimi I'm first stepping off point
of
unceremoniously and shadily dismissed.
And Rue's face is obviously not happy.
Yeah.
From what we can see from the parts that move still, she is not pleased, and she looks the devil right in the face and says, drag is not a contact sport, and sends Mimi packing.
And this is also one of the shadiest dismissal lines. RuPaul says, you will always be part of an elite group of queens. Remember that. Sashay away. It's like the most dismissive, just sort of like,
you're a part of it, but you're not one of. Wow. Careful.
It could be
wording.
Read that way.
She was read that way.
You could be read.
I mean, Rue ain't new. Rue ain't new.
No.
That's for sure. I guess LaToya is the one who screams out. Remember when I thought on the last episode of Race Chaser Classique that somebody screamed when Delta stayed home? It's actually someone screaming when India stays, and it might be LaToya. Let's listen.
Really?
It's an exclamation.
I don't think she has what it takes to be the next drag queen. I just don't.
Yeah, why does she say drag queen?
Because she doesn't.
Does she know where she is?
No. Fully not.
She's like, this is Sharknado, right?
You will receive a $25.
Plucking's aplenty.
How are they going to spell guilt with no U and then group with an E? Guilt group. Fuck you.
Elimination next week. Thank you, Alexis.
Thank you, guys, so
much.
Mariah
Mimi's,
is
Mimi's
Plotzilla.
Smile. Wait, I took a picture of that, too, because it was really funny.
The sideways sad smile.
Mimi's fake smile. If you go to Race Chaser Pod right now, you could see the least sincere smile I've ever seen. Oof. And again, your necklace should never be wider than your face.
Oof. Well, why don't we... Should we take a break or should we just finish?
Yeah.
Because we're pretty much
sure.
to
we're
the
pretty
end,
much done,
right?
Yeah. We might need a break for ad space.
Okay.
We'll see you in a minute. One name suffices. It says it all. Raja.
Raja. You know her as the iconic winner of RuPaul's Drag Race Season 3, and we have the privilege of speaking with her every episode for Season 3 in a segment that we like to call
Raja Reflections.
In Season 1, she talks about legendary queens and she shows your picture.
Yeah.
It's like,
I always think
the writing was on
too.
The wall.
Yeah. I was very flattered when I saw that because I remember watching Season 1 while I was living in New York and trying to figure out New York at that time. And watching Drag Race was actually kind of like familiar because I knew Tammy Brown, I knew Angina,
yeah,
and I certainly knew Chanel. And so watching it was like, oh my God, look at my friends on the stupid TV show and RuPaul looks terrible, you know? And no one knew, no one had any idea. You know, I didn't. I had no clue.
I would like to know about your auditioning experience going up and getting onto the show.
Well, Alaska. I know where you're going with this.
What? Big Dipper submitted the questions for us.
Well, then Big Dipper, you're the cunt. No, this is a really great. This is actually.
Did you
really...
go to the open call that year with Delta and Venus and Ryan?
That
spot.
Was the same season.
And Ryan, your daughter.
Like, wow, you guys had got an open call.
You're like, I'm busy.
Please hold them on a personal call.
This is a very, very interesting story and concept, and I'm glad to talk about it with you guys because, you know,
it's just us.
Yeah, it's like there's Alaska, who's like World of Wonder sweetheart, and then there's Willem, who
TS, you know, fantasy.
Yeah, yeah. So there's a good balance here, but you know, it's not something that people don't know about, that I was, you know, personally asked to be
plucked.
I was plucked to be on Drag Race, and at the time, I didn't know if it was a good idea. It was only in season 3.
Right.
You know, and I saw Morgan and Raven on it, and I was like, wow, that's cool for you guys. But I actually had a career in makeup, and it was a weird moment for me. And Drag Race was going to be shooting in July. And I had a vacation already planned in Provincetown in July.
She had her P-Town gig.
Bitch, no, it wasn't even a gig. It was just a vacation.
And
I already put my money down to stay with friends in a vacation spot there. So
yeah.
I had to talk to my manager, Diana. And
shout out to Dirty Diana.
And asked her. And I was like, girl, what do we do? I'm like, I don't know if I should do this. You know, Drag Race is like, whatever. You know, you know, I had no clue. So we just decided that I was going to do it. And then, yeah. And there's so many layers to this.
And but then also,
I was personally asked by RuPaul to be on it. So,
wow.
That's great. We are back. Remember, Willem, you will always be part of an elite group of queens.
What did she say to me? She said, it's come to my attention that
you have broken the rules.
Rules that are in place to ensure the safety and fairness of this competition.
Oh.
Willem, you give me no choice. I have to ask you to leave.
Whoa.
And then Chad's hands went to her mouth, and then Dita went, what? I was going to borrow her dress next week. And then I left, and then I shook my hair, and I didn't need any trivial peace out moment. I just gave them all that wiggotry.
Yeah.
Those human hair tracks.
And then you put lipstick all over your rump.
I did. That lipstick was hard to get off. Honestly, have you ever tried to scrub lipstick off your butt?
No, but it's hard to get off of any skin. Look, it stains.
I swatched lipstick on my wrist yesterday, and after 2 showers, it's still there.
I can't believe it
all over my butt. I had such a hard time with the trade.
Yeah.
Thought I was part baboon.
They thought you were sunburned.
But that's just because I was throwing feces.
I said, RuPaul kicked me off. Watch next season. Catch these feces, bitch.
Throwing shit.
Yeah.
What did you say? Oh, you weren't really ever eliminated
properly. Never been unceremoniously dismissed from the show, so no. It's never happened.
What happened when you found out that you didn't win in season 5? What was the first thing that you did physically?
I cried and did a bunch of blow. That's what I did. I mean, that was...
But how is that different from your daily routine?
Shut the fuck.
Nightly routine.
Mom, give me the bag. Give me the fucking bag, Mom.
Jinx, we were at the XL Hotel in New York, or the out hotel or whatever it
Which
was.
Which the guy now donated to Trump, and he is no longer a hotelier.
I cried and screamed and threw fits and did coke and got wasted. Screamed at my mom, screamed at everyone.
You didn't scream at me. I wasn't there. I was getting fucked in the hotel.
Jinx got fucked in the shower.
She did tell me that, yeah. Which is good. She won. She deserved that.
Yeah.
I did the carpet for season 5. I remember talking to you. We all did Alyssa Edwards impersonations. And then I went and got fucked. And then when I came back to the hotel a block away from the hotel, I remember walking in and I knew it was over. And the first person I saw, I said, who won?
It's all over.
And they said, the redhead. And I said, all right. And then I turned right back around and walked back out to the hotel.
Wow.
I was like, I'm good.
Oh.
Yeah. Fun.
Until
the daddy
pod.
Takes the tea girl away.
friend of the pod.
I would like to talk about Mimi pulling off her wig immediately on stage and walking off just defeated. Let's watch her go home one more time just for fun.
Gosh.
You know what else I'm noticing? A lot of the girls this season still aren't wearing nails. Delta didn't wear them in the last episode, where there were several close-ups of her hand during the space challenge. And Mimi doesn't have nails on. The girls aren't wearing nails yet on the seasons. Rue's not wearing a nail, so, I mean, I guess they don't have to.
Yeah. Nails were not a huge thing.
India has a nail on, because she's India. But
yeah.
Mimi does not have a nail, but she has a giant ring on to bring attention to her fingers, but just stubby man hands.
Stacey Lane has nails on as well.
Oh, yeah.
I think, nails are an ongoing conversation because some girls just fucking hate them and don't do them.
Oh, wait.
Oh, Mimi did a dress reveal and tripped up on it.
And then she's literally holding her arms out to block India from moving and
That's
touching.
That's dumb behavior.
It's,
I don't like it.
It's just tawdry.
Tawdry. Oh my god. And the noises they play in the background behind the lift is like demon voice. Demon gasping.
All of the judges.
Get off me!
All of the. I don't know why nobody on production stopped her. I just don't think it was.
The wig is hanging from the ceiling. How did that happen? That's kind of iconic.
That happened to me on Southland. Why are they copying me? No, I'm kidding. My wig was on a chandelier
trolling
in Southland,
you.
As we talked about on the last episode of Race Chaser Classique.
Trolling you.
Yeah, the wig just hanging on the lights. Mimi looking like a junkyard dog that just got beat. Panting.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
Rue telling her exactly what she thinks of her in very little...
In no uncertain
terms.
Drag is not a contact sport.
Tune
Until
in season
next
4,
year.
Episode 2. WTF. Wow. Mimi's nostrils are big. That's the nicest thing I've ever said about her.
Yeah.
No earrings either?
Mimi rips off the wig to walk out.
She says, beat it, toots.
Don't pick up the thing off the floor.
Don't. Get someone to come out and do that. Put your wig back on for this part, honey. You look like Alfred Hitchcock. You can paint your chins all the colors you want, but you will look like Alfred Hitchcock from the side.
All right. Well, that being said, we're very grateful for you joining us on Race Chaser Classique.
Thank you so much for subscribing to our podcast so you know when it comes out and you
That's
can rate
right.
and review it and tell us how much you enjoy it.
That's right. My name is Alaska.
And I'm Willem. And our Race Chaser account is at Race Chaser Pod on Twitter, mm-hmm. Instagram, and BBRT.
Yeah.
And you can slide into our DMs with scalding hot tea, scintillating dick pics, or explicit genitalia.
Yes. And don't forget to use the hashtag Race Chaser when you post.
I need someone to write hashtag Race Chaser on a dick and send it to us.
Oh, that'd be fun.
So fun.
We'd yeah. love that.
We'd love that.
Join us again next week for a little more classy. Bye.
Race Chaser is not endorsed by World of Wonder, Viacom, or any of their subsidiaries. It is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. RuPaul's Drag Race and all names, pictures, and audio clips are registered trademarks and or copyrights of their respective trademark and copyright holders.
Forever.
Race Chaser with Alaska and Willem is a Forever Dog podcast.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey.
Our theme song is Race Chaser by Alaska Thunderfuck, available on iTunes.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.